producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com. Evan.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, how good an idea is that? It is a very good idea. And, you know, as on this day in the week, I do an early morning interview with Doug Stephan on Good Day, and he always sort of gives out the phone number and says, listen, when in doubt, call her whenever you want and just leave a message if you can't get a hold of her. So that's a great idea. All right, 855-99-37569. Lots of things to share with you today, including sort of the deets on a special interview that we're going to run tomorrow on It's Broken, Let's Fix It. But let me start off the program with Esther, who it was very smart in that she knows that the shortest way is just to call at the beginning of an hour, and you get on immediately. So, Esther, welcome. How am I going to help you today?
Oh, thank you, Dr. Joy. Calling about my son, Sean, who is an adult child that moved back home after a couple of years in college and some bad experience with bouts with drugs. And now the problem is he didn't actually want to move back home, but when he did, now that he's here, he doesn't want to move out, and he doesn't want to kind of do anything. And we're worried that if we give him a very strong ultimatum, we don't know where he's going to wind up again. He spends his days in bed until about noon or 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then he, by the way, he's listening now to our conversation.
Okay, good.
I have his permission. And he wants therapy. He was seeing a therapist. He stopped going. He stopped doing everything except basically going to the gym. He goes to the gym every day for a few hours. He plays basketball. He works out. He's in excellent shape.
Good.
He's healthy. So it's kind of, I don't know, it's a little...
I hear. How old is Sean?
He's 22.
Do you have other children?
I do. I have, you guessed it, 3 older children.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I did. Is Sean close enough to be able to talk to me? Is he willing to talk with me a little bit today or not?
He's right here. He's right here.
Okay. Sean?
Yeah, hello?
Good morning. How are you today? Or good afternoon, wherever you are. All right. So, Sean, before I talk with your mom about, you know, the Sean case, tell me what would you like to have happen in the next 3 to 6 months of your life? What do you see yourself as moving toward, or what do you want?
I don't know.
All right. Well, let's look at that a little bit. You went to how much college did you finish?
2 years.
I didn't understand you. Was that 2 or 3 years?
2.
Okay. Do you have a career goal in mind? Is there something you'd like to do?
Not particularly.
Well, it sounds like you're pretty athletic and you really like working out. I mean, is things like being a personal trainer or nutrition or athletics, you know, being a coach someplace, does any of that appeal to you?
Not at all.
So what does appeal to you? What do you like to do? Other than work out, because we already established that, and that doesn't seem like a career path that you're particularly interested in. So what, I mean, do you, I mean, presumably at some point you'd like to have a job, yes? And maybe even a career.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So in your fantasies, what would you like to be doing?
I don't know.
Sean, are you still there?
He kind of, said, I don't want to do this, and he...
Okay. Well, clearly. I mean...
He's still listening. We offered him that, by the way. We offered him pretty much anything, as long as it was something.
I hear. But the problem that Sean has got himself into and you've gotten yourself into is I think Sean is probably scared silly at this moment rather than, I mean, Sean is presenting as somebody who just doesn't give a damn. Very few of us don't give a damn unless we are so depressed that we just, you know, that we are just inert. But there's some indication that that is not really what's going on with Sean, as you point out, and as he points out, he goes to the gym every day. And so people who are truly depressed sometimes have a difficult time getting out of bed, which doesn't completely rule out the issue of depression, but it probably moves it a little farther from our number one diagnosis. So the question is, what's going on with Sean? He's clearly not stupid. He's clearly doesn't present with any obvious psychological problems other than just inertia. And he's not even that inert in that every day he gets up and goes out. And so clearly his body is sort of working for him. And the question is, why is nothing else? Why is Sean not able to see beyond right now? And there are a number of reasons why people don't see beyond today. Depression is certainly one of them. Nothing is ever going to be any different than it is today. And you can see why, if you believe that, and today feels terrible, why sadness and suicide, for example, are options, because if it's never going to get any better and it feels awful, you know, why stick around? It doesn't seem to me that that's what Sean is feeling or saying at all. It seems to me what Sean is saying is, yikes, you know, I don't know which direction I want to go, which usually means anything I think about, I just instantly dismiss as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so So the point is that anything you suggest or I suggest, Sean's not going to go along with. And we know that hypothetically, you know it practically, and I know it practically because I just sort of said to Sean, okay, let's talk about what you'd like to do, and Sean said, I'm not playing. So something is blocking Sean from thinking about himself as having a future. You're not going to be able to help him with that. And he's not going to let me help him with it, which means somebody's going to have to help him with it. That Sean either has to decide, whatever it is that's frightening me is not as scary as what my life is on a day-to-day basis, so, you know, what the hell, let's try it. Or somebody else is going to have to help him with that. And my guess is probably going to be the latter rather than the former, which means therapy. So one of the things that you can say to Sean is, Sean, here are your options here. One is, not only do you have to be in therapy if you're here, which I know you said before, but you have to stay in therapy, and you have to work at therapy. Because, Sean, we're not trying, you're not 4 years old anymore. We're not telling you what time you have to go to bed. We're not telling you which vegetables you have to eat and that you have to brush your teeth. You're 22 years old. And so you're going to have to begin making some decisions for yourself. If you simply can't make them because of whatever's going on for you emotionally, we understand that, and that's why therapy helps. And so as long as you're willing to get yourself into therapy so that that problem begins to be manageable and maybe even solved, you can stay here and live this kind of parasitic lifestyle. We'll help you because you're not really 22 at this moment. You're somehow stuck at being about 10 and feeling like, I don't want to follow my parents' rules anymore, but I don't really have rules for myself, and I don't see how I'm going to function on my own. Because that's how 10, 12-year-olds feel. By the time we're 13 or 14, we just have decided our parents are idiots, and all we want to do is escape. So somewhere around 10, 11 is when we really hit the, you know, you can't tell me what to do, but I don't see any direction for myself. I'm not educated. I can't support myself. The world is a scary place out there. Everybody's bigger than I am. Everybody's smarter than I am, and I don't have any skills. So Sean is feeling, I suspect right now, like around a 10-year-old, not a 22-year-old, which is part of your frustration with him and his frustration with himself as well. Unfortunately, 10-year-olds are not renowned for being particularly insightful. 10-year-olds don't say, you know what, once, you know, a couple of years ago when I was 7, I thought my parents were great. In a couple more years, I'll probably, hormones will hit me and I'll be a little better educated and I'll just be so ready to get out of here. But for right now, this is just a temporary kind of thing. So what can I do to make myself feel better? And does that mean I join Cub Scouts or I get a paper route so I have some kind of financial independence, some kind of emotional independence? That isn't really how 10-year-olds behave very often. So at this moment, you can hear the music. I'm going to put you guys on hold. If Sean decides he wants to come back on with me, that's okay. You stick with me, and we'll talk through this a little bit more. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That it is indeed. We're talking with Esther, who's got 4 kids, the youngest of whom is home. He didn't really want to come home, and he's 22. He's not really doing very much, and now really doesn't want to leave. And Esther and her husband are saying, yikes, what do we do now? Sean came on for a little bit. I assume that Sean is not interested in talking with me at this moment. Is that correct, Esther?
No, it's Sean. I'm here.
Oh, good. Well, good for you, Tiger. All right, look. Look, let me just explain something to you. First of all, I'm here to help in any way I can, all right? I don't have an agenda. I'm not going to spank you. I'm not going to send you to your room. You know, as I'm sure you know, that your parents adore you, and they really want to help you, and they don't know what to do. So, and, you know, it's not like they're trying to punish you. It's not like, and I know you're feeling like they're trying to make rules for you, and maybe that's true.
I don't feel like that.
They just, the thing is, you need to give them some help. And if I can help you sort through what you'd like, then maybe we can negotiate to get something that makes some sense to you and some sense to them and moves you along a path that makes some sense for the long term. Because presumably, at some point, you want to have more going on in your life than just the gym, right? Sleeping late, going to the gym. I mean, look, let's face it. As a vacation from life, having somebody make your meals and give you a nice place to stay and clean up your room and let you use the car and the phone and pay your gym membership is groovy. It just isn't a lifestyle. And it's certainly not a lifestyle. I mean, at 22, you can maybe sustain it temporarily, but it ain't going to sustain at 32 or 42 or 52, and you're going to be all those ages. So what would you, have you ever thought about a life for yourself, about where you see yourself as being or doing?
Yeah, I don't really know. Like, I thought about it, but I'm not sure, like, what.
All right, well, let's start with just, we know that being a personal trainer doesn't work for you. When you started college, what was your major?
I didn't have one, so I'm undecided.
Okay, have you ever had a part-time job? Have you ever had a job that you did over the summers or weekends or anything?
Yeah, there are a lot of jobs.
Okay, what are you good at? I mean, are you good at computers? Are you good with people? Are you good with animals? Are you an artistic kind of guy? If you had to describe what you're good at, what would you tell me?
I guess it doesn't seem like it now, but I'm a people person.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. When did you switch over to being happy? Because a people person by definition is happy, right? Because nobody wants to be around somebody who's going, oh, the world's a terrible place. They want to be around people who say, hey, dude, want to go do something? So when can you look at your life and say when you switched over from being a people person to being kind of a hermit? Do you know when that happened?
I think in the last 3 months.
Okay. Can you tell me, do you have any idea of what happened, what triggered that change 3 months ago?
I think it was because, so we're in January now. Okay, so maybe it's 4 months.
Okay.
So after I was in school this past year.
Okay.
And then I didn't do well at all.
Okay.
Like my grades slipped a lot. And then came summer, and everyone's kind of off for summer. You know, no one's in school, so I didn't feel like, I felt like I was still kind of grouped in with everyone, because
okay.
Everyone's off, so
got
I'm
it.
Not in school, but neither's anyone else. So, you know, I was working a couple jobs this summer, making money, having a fun summer, and
okay.
Then September came around, and everyone goes back to school, and I still had a couple of jobs I was doing, but then those jobs ended.
Okay. I got it. Good insight. So you had at least the illusion of being part of a group, doing stuff that people your age were doing, and then it all evaporated. Okay,
yeah.
Get it. Good insight. All right, let's back up a little bit. What happened at school? Why did school become so burdensome at some point?
So I just never been like a school type kid. I never
okay.
been good like.
Okay.
I mean, I've gotten by, and, you know.
All right, so school isn't your thing. What is your thing? I mean, for example, you said you're a people person. Are you good at sales? Are you good at, for example, let's just talk about sales. As you know, salespeople, it doesn't make any difference what product they sell. They sell themselves. They're affable. They're positive. They never take no for an answer. And they view it kind of as a challenge to get somebody to buy whatever they're selling. Does that have more, and maybe not at this moment, but has that had more appeal in the past?
Possibly. I'm not sure. I would probably have to be really invested in what I'm selling.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Are you good at computers?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, there are people, they're kind of techies, and they're nerds, and they're people. It's not so much, not your thing, huh?
No.
Okay. What about something like, if we're thinking about something to do, it sounds to me that school is not the place for you. And
it is not. Yeah.
Now, this is something, look, there are people in this life who get through school by just sheer effort. They're not very good at it. They don't really like it. It's not their thing. And I think that's heroic. I really do. Because going to something that you really feel like you're lousy at, that you really don't like, that is very hard for you every day, is really heroic.
That's my biggest fear.
I know. So let's take that off the table. Let's just say college is not for you right now. It may never be for you. But to take somebody who struggled through elementary school, junior high school, and then say, let's go into college, is cruel and unusual. And it doesn't mean that anybody's bad. It's just sort of an assumption that doesn't fit who you are. So let's take that off the board. Going back to school, let's just take that off the board. Because it's not who you are. You've done the heroic part of your life, but you don't have to be heroic forever. And so college is not your thing. At some point, you might be interested in taking a course, for example, in art appreciation or Middle Eastern languages or something. But for right now, college, the usual kind of thing, is not for you. So let's just take that off the board. All right.
Okay.
So finding a job, what kind of jobs did you have over the summer?
So I've lifeguarded, I've painted, landscaped.
Okay. Does any of that have any appeal for any long term?
No.
Okay, so those were just kind of part-time jobs that were kind of fun.
Exactly.
Are you any good at languages?
Not really.
Okay, so you're not, you don't, well, it's better than nothing. All right, so what about travel? Has travel ever appealed to you? Going to new places and seeing new things?
Yes, I like traveling.
All right, let me ask you a question, because this is going to be part of how we have to begin thinking about it. Are you good at being in unfamiliar places and kind of sorting things out? Are you one of those people who, if they give you a map in a couple of hours, that makes you happy or that scares the living daylights out of you? I'll tell you what, you don't have to answer me right now. Think about it. We'll come back in just a minute. We'll look at that specific issue. Just conceptualize yourself as being in a place that you really don't know with a map in a couple of hours. Happy or terrified? We'll come right back. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking with Sean, who's 22. And Sean, I got to tell you, I mean, I'm being very sincere when I say you are kind of my definition of heroic, of somebody who is not very good at school, who goes to school every day, graduates high school, and basically hates the experience, that they're not very good at school, that they have to struggle, they never make very good grades, and it's not their thing. But the good news about that is that part of your life, as far as, unless you want to change it, is over. You don't have to worry about that anymore. You did the heroic thing. You did something that was difficult, wasn't much fun. You got the degree. So, I mean, you graduated. You're okay. So, you didn't graduate. How did you get into college? What did you do, junior college then?
I did 2 years.
But how did you do that without graduating from high school?
No, I graduated high school. I didn't graduate.
No, that's
college.
What I'm saying. No. I know that. I'm saying the job is to graduate high school. You don't have to graduate college.
Okay.
All right. So, no. I got that. That's what I'm saying. And I think going on to college, To a certain extent, with all due respect, my guess is that your sibs went to college, and that's kind of the American middle class, and everybody aspires to go to college, but it's not for you. It's not who you are. So let's take that off the table. So I asked you the question about if you had, you were in a place that you didn't know, and you had a couple of hours and a map, does that make you exhilarated or scared silly?
It depends on my mindset that day.
It's what?
It depends on my mindset for that day. Some days I would be exhilarated and want to figure it out on my own, and some days I wouldn't even want to bother with it.
What would determine which day was which?
Kind of where I am in my life.
What happens on those days that would make you frightened? Give me some clear insight into how you would wake up in the morning.
What do you mean?
Well, because most people would fall into one of two categories. I mean, look, all of us have off days. But generally speaking, the idea of being able to be on your own with a map and be able to discover things is either the world's going to divide very quickly into two categories, people who love it, people who hate it. And you're saying it depends. And I'm saying depends on what? And you're saying my mood. And so let's look a little more carefully at what the moods are here, because maybe that's the underlying thing that we're not looking at. Maybe that's the elephant under the bed, that the issue is mood swings. Do you think that's possible?
It's possible. I don't know.
All right, if we looked at mood swings, now presumably if you're 22 and you live in the society, you know enough about the fact, because it sounds to me, one of the things that you were listening to when you and your mom and I talked is that people who can't get out of bed in the morning, people who feel like they have no direction, they don't want to know they don't know where they're going, they can't make any decisions, are traditionally depressed. That's certainly one of the hallmarks of depression. But you sort of have this interesting kind of offset to that, which is you go to the gym all the time, and you work out, and you keep your body in great shape. So one of the questions is whether or not there's a little bit of bipolarity going on here. Now, most bipolarity doesn't go, you're one thing in the morning and another in the afternoon. But and because most people who are depressed wouldn't be able to get themselves to the gym. But the question is, are you one of those people who when you're high, and I'm not talking about drugs, although we're going to talk about that in a minute, when you're high, you can do anything, and when you're low, you don't move at all? Because that may be an undiagnosed issue, and that's going to scare the living daylights out of you. Because if that's what's going on with you, and you don't know how you're going to feel when you get up any morning, and look, to a certain extent, none of us know how we're going to feel. We don't even know if we're going to wake up. But for most of us, there's a little bit more continuity, for lack of a better term, that we know that if we're coming down with a cold, or we've had too much to drink the night before, or our significant other just left us, we're going to feel bummed. If we've just gotten a promotion and we love our job, or we have a date, or we're going on vacation, we may feel exhilarated. But for most of us, we know more or less what's going on, and we can look outside of ourselves. We can point to something and say, man, my boss is driving me crazy. I don't want to go into work. Or we can look and we can say, wow, it's the weekend, and I've got a great party to go to. If there's a little bipolarity going on, you're not going to have any idea, number one, how you're going to feel when you wake up in the morning, and number two, you're not going to be able to point to anything. All you're going to think is, oh, crap, I'm having a bad day. Or, wow, this is great, without any idea what's causing it. And that can feel really scary, because if we can't count on our own sense of self, that's a scary thing. So that's one of the things, I want you to tuck that behind your left ear for a minute and see if that may make some sense. Because the good news and the bad news about it is it's genuinely scary. And it's almost as scary to feel good as it is to feel bad, which is that's really tragic. I mean, if you can't enjoy feeling good when you feel good, but if you feel it has nothing to do with you, it's just some kind of biochemical balance or imbalance, that's scary, because there's no control over it. That's the bad news. The good news is there is control over it. You need to be talking with a therapist and maybe some medication. So put that aside for a minute. Go ahead.
Can I ask you why is it scary if it's to feel good?
Because you don't know when it's going to happen and when it's going to go away and what's causing it.
I agree.
Okay, yeah. Because, and that's the point, that, you know, I mean, it's one thing to feel bad when you feel lousy, right? I mean, everybody understands that. But to think, you know, to wake up thinking, wow, the world, I could do anything, and think, this feels scary because I don't know why it's there. I don't know how long it's going to last. That, I mean, if you can't trust your own impulses, what can you trust?
And you don't know what you're going to do on it.
Exactly. Bingo. Or why, or how long it's going to last. All right, so it sounds to me that that's one of the things that we need to be thinking about. And so, but let's put that aside temporarily. Let me go and talk with you a little bit about drugs.
Okay.
Because if you and I are correct in the assumption that there may be some bipolarity going on there, the three ways of dealing with it, one, you're already dealing with it, which you may have done instinctively, which is exercise. The second is therapy, and you need to find a good therapist. And when you don't have to love your therapist, you just have to feel like your therapist is going to help you, which means you have to be honest with your therapist. And the third is you're probably talking about some medication. And it doesn't necessarily mean the rest of your life, especially at 22, but it does mean for a short period of time that we need to stabilize you and figure out, so when you wake up and feel happy, you don't think, oh my God, what am I going to do today? You think, wow, this is good. You're not going to have the high highs, but you're also not going to have the low lows, and you're going to be able to point to things that make you happy or unhappy as opposed to thinking, oh my gosh, you know, I just there's something going on in my body, I have no idea what it is. And that would seem to me to be a huge comfort. All right, but let's put that aside temporarily. We'll come back to it. So tell me about the issue about drug usage. And I mean, you can have your mom stick her fingers in her ear and go, la, 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 la. Are you using anything at this moment?
Not really.
If you are, it's not a very good idea. You've got enough going on without putting chemical substances in your body, and especially if you've got a little biochemical imbalance going on, you don't know how it's going to affect you. And so things that might ordinarily not affect you will. Things that might affect you in one way can affect you in a different way. So let's just, between you and I, sort of decide that if you're using something right now, it really makes a lot of sense to not.
Okay.
Not because I'm your Aunt Matilda, not because it's illegal. And when I say not use, I'm talking about alcohol, because anything, alcohol is a central nervous system depressant. I'm talking about marijuana, because marijuana has a lot of active compounds. They're going to interact with other things. I'm talking about cocaine. I'm talking about basically anything, and including probably a lot of caffeine and a lot of nicotine. So what I would really like you to think about, because what we're trying to do is, it's not so much, you know, when I ask you what you want to do and you say, I haven't the foggiest idea and I don't want to talk about this, that seems to me that something else is going on there. And I think the something else is, and you and I may have just sort of bumped into it, that there's really some biochemical stuff going on here that ain't your responsibility, but it makes it impossible for you to plan anything because you just don't know. And you don't trust yourself when you're high, and when you're low, you just don't want to move. And that makes it impossible to plan for anything, for the next 10 minutes, let alone the next 5 years. So you not wanting to go to college, you not knowing whether having a map and a couple of hours is good or bad, should indicate, I think, to you that it's not that you're lazy. It's not even, I think, you know, one of the things I said to your mom is it sounded to me that you were frightened. And if you can't count on your emotions, I don't think there's anything more frightening than that. And I think you just said something incredibly insightful and brave when you said, what if I can't count on what I'll do when I'm feeling good? I mean, that's scary. So if you can't count on what you're going to do when you're feeling good, what you're going to do is nothing. Let me put you on hold. Let's come back and talk about what your options are and what you can do and how you feel about it, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com. Spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Sean, who's actually doing a terrific job of helping me to figure out what's going on with him. And all right, so Sean, here's what I think we've learned, that therapy makes some sense to you. I would go in and talk with your therapist as honestly as possible. If you like the therapist that you were with before, fine. If you don't, find another one. And it's not a bad idea to decide whether you'd prefer a man or a woman. if you're already with a therapist, you may want to stay with one. If not, you may want to look into either talking with a psychiatrist or somebody who has access to medication. Because if I were in your shoes, what I'd probably want to do is at least try a short-term regimen of medication to see if it works. Because if somehow in the next 2 months you can wake up in the morning and trust your emotions and not worry about doing something stupid, not worry about being so overwhelmed or so scared that you have to stay in bed all day, you're going to be a different guy. So, and it's not going to happen overnight, but it's not going to take very long. And in the meantime, I'd continue to work out at the gym. I would certainly continue in therapy because that'll help you to look through things. I think you just need to take school and put it someplace else as an interesting experience. I don't think that's where you belong. I'm not sure you're ever going to belong there, but you're not certainly going to belong there until there's something specific you want to learn. I mean, school is just, it's not a fun experience for you, so don't do it. One of the things that I would think about doing, but again, I think it's premature. I mean, I can see you doing something, especially as a people person, about being in the Peace Corps or being in volunteer in service to America or working if travel doesn't seem exactly what you'd like to be doing anytime soon, working at the VA hospital. I mean, just pick out something of a group of people, maybe working for a vet, and figure out a group of people or a situation that you'd like to be in. And it doesn't have to be for the rest of your life. It just has to be for you to be able to begin thinking about how you're going to fit in the rest of the world. But figuring out how you fit in the rest of the world when you can't trust your emotions is impossible. It's just, and it's not you, it's just, it's an impossible situation. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know.
I don't want to scare you, and I don't want to give you false hope. What I want to do is give you a direction.
Yeah.
All right, and say, look.
I've done the medication direction before. It's kind of amazing.
What were you on medication for?
Well, I don't really know because it was kind of like post, you know, all the bad drugs thing I went through. So,
all right. Well, first of all, that's one of the reasons I want you off drugs right now. Any sort of recreational drugs. Listen, let me be honest with you. The bipolar diagnosis is a tricky one. Okay, so
I've been diagnosed bipolar before, and then they realized I wasn't bipolar, and now you're saying I am bipolar. So no one knows what I am.
I don't know, but I think it's a diagnosis that, first of all, it's a tricky diagnosis to make. It would seem to me that most of what you're presenting, you probably presented in the past, is depression. And if you put someone who's bipolar on antidepressants, all hell breaks loose. So, you're relatively young, dealing with somebody who's 22 and just out of adolescence is a much more complicated thing than dealing with somebody who's, for example, 32 or 42. Number one. Number two, if you're mixing psychotropic medication with anything else, any alcohol, any drugs, you're going to have unclear results, including steroids, including anything else. So what you're going to have to do is, part of it is you're going to have to be kind of disciplined about your own therapy. The fact that you said to me, I'll tell you what made me most clear about a direction for a diagnosis is when you said to me, if you worry about how you're going to behave when you wake up feeling good, that's a very insightful kind of thing, and that's very characteristic of that. Again, go talk to somebody that you trust, and you're talking with them. You're not going to be you're not a guinea pig here. You're going to have to be a co-consultant. You're going to have to be active in your own treatment, your own diagnosis, your own feedback. It's not a matter of putting you in a situation. You're not going to a car wash. There are going to be scrubby bubbles. You're going to have to be actively involved in this and say, this is what I feel. This works for me. The dosage is too high. This isn't working for me. I want to try it without medication for a while. And I'm not necessarily saying we plunk you on medication immediately, but I'm saying we need a working diagnosis. We need to make sure you're not messing with anything else in your body, because then you don't have any idea what's going on, and it's And it's not about somebody putting you on something. It's a matter of the two, you and your therapist, talking about what's working and what's not working. And what I would negotiate with your mom, which we may want to put back on the air at some point, since this was actually her phone call to begin with, is that during the time, as long as you are taking an active role in your own therapy, that she cut you a little slack for right now. Because
I'm going to put her back on right now.
Okay, fair enough. All right, Esther.
Hi.
All right, so.
You wouldn't let me listen to that part.
Well, I'd like him to tell you what it is.
Okay.
All right? Because part of what I've said to Sean is it's not a matter of putting you someplace. You have to be active in this, that you're not a child. It's not your parents putting you in someplace or your therapist or even me. It's you saying, this is what I'm feeling. This is what I want to try. Let's, you know, this is what's working. This is what's not working. And, you know, you can't be passive about this, and you can't use any other drugs whatsoever, because what you'll do is confuse everything. And the point is to get you to the point where when you wake up in the morning, you can trust your own emotions. And I don't think he's there right now. But let him tell you that. Let him explain it to you. And the deal I would probably cut with him, Esther, is as long as you're actively involved in therapy, so that you have the feeling that you're moving toward some stability in your life that makes some sense to you, you can stay here and I'll cut you some slack, which doesn't mean that you have to be a doormat, and there may be some rules. There may be rules that say, you know, you have to make dinner for us once a week, or you have to keep your room neat, or you have to be up by 10 o'clock in the morning. I mean, the two of you can work out what makes sense, or the three of you can work out what sense. I think, and again, he can tell you this, I think school for him is not an option right now. I don't think he's ever really liked school. I don't think he's ever been very good at school. And so, you know, I think just taking that off the board is going to take a lot of pressure off everybody. At some point, he needs to be working. He needs to be self-sufficient, and he's not. But let him talk with you. And if you guys want to get back in touch with me in a week or two, but let him tell you what we talked about. And look, I suppose technically if he doesn't, you can always download the podcast. But, I think he'll tell you. I think he's, because the point is, this is his choice, that you can only be so helpful. And we're talking about his life. Let me put you on hold if you need to talk with me some more. We're going to take a break here. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.